out what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what we're doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
And thank you. We're back again. Let's just finish up with this very nice clip by Nathaniel Kaplan. I think he does a pretty good job here.
Days after Election Day, even without a postmark. That's what a Jew will do to screw all of you. It's in direct violation of Pennsylvania's own legislated statutes, which require ballots to be postmarked and received by election authorities by 8 p.m. Election Day, and ballots coming in later cannot be counted. Again, Trump wins. The creeping, corporate, technocratic, socialist, big media, pathological, medical tyranny hell-bent on destroying America's constitutional republic will be cut off. The leading players of this criminal element, David Solomon of Goldman Sachs, Mark Zuckerberg and Susan Wojcicki of Facebook and Google, George Soros, whose Linked Tides Foundation shared an office with Dominion Voting Systems in Toronto, only upon exposure to recently pack up and flee, Jacob Tamperman and Brian Stelter of Communist News Network, CNN, and Rachel Levine, Secretary of Health of Pennsylvania, an ugly, transgenderized Jewish male posing as a gruesome-looking female, will see their serpentine, treasonous coup choked and checked. But there's a catch-22. If Trump gets in, Jared Kushner could possibly rule the roost. If Biden gets in, Douglas Emhoff, Kamala's Jewish husband, a big tech Yiddish lawyer, will rule the roost. I'll take my chances with Trump. After Bibsy stabbed him in the back, Trump knows who his real enemies are. As unpredictable and contrarian as Trump can be, especially to Jewish snakes and backstabbers, Trump may decide to trash the Jewish establishment along with his son-in-law and Israel to boot. Talk about peeing in your pants. It would be Trump's second term, and he can do as he may please. Then let Bibsy and his seditious tribe.
Thank you very much. He's summing up there. Bibsy is Bibi. Bibi the betrayer. Yes, Mr. Trump thought if he just pleased his masters in Jerusalem and on Wall Street that he would maybe they fix the election for him or just let him win lawfully. Don't work that way. You know the old saying, Dr. William Pierce of the Dissident Voices broadcast used to say that when asked... you know, haven't I done all these things for you? The Kenite would turn around and say to him, yes, but what have you done for me today? You know, oh, I love it. I love it. I couldn't get any more humorous, you know. All right, let me take a call now from, I believe it's Terrence in Texas. Is that right, Terrence or Terry?
Terry.
Hello, how are you, Terry?
Hey, Greg. The only thing I can do is pour more concrete to shore up the foundation of all the stuff you've ever said. So I've got a wheelbarrow full of concrete. I'm ready to pour onto the foundation. Are you ready? You got your shovel, Rick?
But first, can you pour some gasoline on the fire?
Yeah, that's true.
Go ahead, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for anything at this point, my friend. Yes, go ahead.
So, I don't know, the two little news items that cropped up that I thought was so interesting is that there's a female race car driver, and the race is being done. You know, you can't even be in a car today. You got to have your mask on. So the race is being done virtually, and she was racing, and I guess somebody cut her off or something, and she called the other driver in this race a retard. And they actually reported this as news, Rick, and they had a disclaimer. It's, you know, how you can't say the N-word. You know, like the N-word is the equivalent to God. So they called it the R-word, and they directed you to the video and warned you that your ears might hear retarded, because you can't even say retarded now. That's called the R-word. So where does it end? You know, what other words will they eliminate? And you'll be called, you know, a hater or a racist or whatever. And then the other one was, you probably saw, you know, one of the guys protesting the Capitol had the Camp Auschwitz shirt on. And that was probably just later to wear. And Pelosi, what's that?
He was called an anti-Semite. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and Pelosi actually had to give a special speech denouncing it, you know, going on, you know, the whole spiel, the whole... And, you know, again, I'm just pouring concrete into a foundation. If people can't see who runs and controls the show, then you're absolutely, God has blinded you for a purpose. I mean, you're literally an inch from the cliff ready to go. All you need is just somebody to blow on your back and you go over.
Absolutely so. You're right. You're right. Terry, there's more examples than you could ever shake a stick at, and it's endless propaganda and lies from the media. The thing is, what happens is, after they've built up such a crescendo of lies, and they created a whole mantra, you know, then it begins to become a sickening thing to most normal people. And, you know, I mean, I remember working in a local radio station downtown, and we had a Jewish host there, and every single Sunday night he'd come on and do a show. He was a teacher, and he'd invariably wind up saying something. We're going to have a special show tonight on the Holocaust. Then the following week it would be a different show. It would be something else about the Holocaust, and every week it would go on and on. So this young fellow, this host that was one of the co-hosts with me, he says, "Oh, for goodness sakes," he said, "that effing Holocaust again." You know, it's like it starts to backfire, and people don't want to hear it anymore. So they have to create a new level of brainwashing and a new level of compliance, so that when you hear the word and you're accused of being something that you are not, then you have to just stop, take a breath, and then collapse to the floor. "Oh, I don't want to be that. Oh, I'm sorry." And this is the burden of guilt that's been put invariably on the white man, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't the white man that created Dr. King's legacy. It was Mr. Levinson and company that created it. Stokely Carmichael, guys like that were just cannon fodder for the revolution. But they knew what they were doing to undermine that Adamic Caucasian race of God, because they are not of that race, you see? And Jesus clearly identified them. So, Terry, what else can we add to that? Nothing else.
You know, Rick, you just go on. Again, I'm so glad, you know, God certainly opened my eyes, and then there's just so few of us that he's willing to, you know, to shine upon us, to bring the light. And like I was commenting the other time back too, is like, in the MOs, you know, when you really dig in the scriptures and you see those same modus operandi playing out today, and the one for me, I've seen it before, but just this whole thing of shame, you know, how they use shame over and over. They try to shame you. It's shaming you into submission.
That's exactly what it is. It's a guilt trip that you're being put on every day of the week. And I remember one friend of mine used to say, "I'm tired of wearing a target on my back because I'm white or I'm Christian or any of these things. I'm tired of wearing it, and I don't want to wear it anymore. Go pick on somebody else," you know? Again, all the burdens of the world have to be on the Israel of God,
because that is the race that is God's people that changed the world and brought forth the Savior, brought forth him so that he could witness to them for salvation, okay?
Yeah, you know? And I think it's in Deuteronomy 10, I believe it is, you know, where he's talking to the Israelites. Moses is giving the speech to the Israelites, you above all, I've chosen. Yeah. You know, he says, I've chosen you above all the nations.
Right.
And, you know, the nations that are being hammered right now are, you know, the Western European cultures. You don't see the diversity taking place in China, in Japan.
Nope.
You know, they're not being pushed. This stuff is not being pushed on them.
Or in Palestine, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very interesting. The most exclusivest state in the world is that entity, that strip, you know, of land. And say, logically, you would say, that strip of land is too small. How can it be of any value to a handful of people? And then when the 67 war came about and the Holocaust industry was really getting started, then Jews were told unless they went back to Palestine, they weren't good. They weren't their chosen people. They had to go back and populate. So they were driving out all of the indigenous natives of Palestine, you see, in order to populate. Now they say there's 9.5 million Israelis, most of whom are considered, quote, Jewish. That's amazing. I mean, the figure keeps going up, you know, like the Holocaust. All right, Terry, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Later, Rick.
Very much. You bet. So, folks, you see what we're saying here is it's my particular commentary, and it just got to me with all this talk of impeachment. So there's something more here than meets the eye, and it's not about impeaching a president or keeping him from running again, or the Republican Party. As I said before many times, the Republicans and the Democrats, you can put them in the same basket, they all come out as rotten eggs, okay? I mean, with few exceptions, of course. And there have been many good Democrats over the years. They were the good guys years ago. The Blue Dog, I guess it was, the Democrats, the Southern Democrats. But I, like I said before, when it comes to knowing who we are told that we can commemorate and whose memory we can honor and whose image we must follow, otherwise we're heretics, it goes right back to the same liars, the same fraudsters. The people that God hates, they love. And the people that God loves, they hate. So we see that all the time, every day of the week. And when it came to Dr. King, thank you, by the way, for writing in. One of the listeners had written in and said, don't forget to mention Dr. King and Dr. King's abduction of prostitutes, of white women and others, and taking them across state lines for prostitution. Now, that's the reason that J. Edgar Hoover of the FBI called Dr. King the most notorious liar in the United States at that time, and he was, probably. He was. And Julia Ward Brown, who was a black undercover woman, she said that she believed he was a rotten egg. He was an enemy of her people, a liar. And because she saw through him, she was a Christian woman. She was a good Christian woman. So, you see, folks, as I said before, I don't despise Dr. King at all for his color of his skin. It has to do with the color of his ideology, what he was. He was definitely a hardcore communist. Now, he may have had some good qualities. I couldn't find very many, but I'm not the judge, okay? God is the judge in the end. But he served a very valuable purpose for them who are of that tribe to help divide America, to help create race wars, and now we're seeing that all over again. We're seeing it all over again. There is no one as prolific or with the oratorical skills that Dr. King had. He had great skills. He was a great speaker, a great orator. He could bring down the towers of the Roman Colosseum. He could bring down the Colosseum right to the ground. And this is what they were looking for, someone with those qualities. And he fit the bill. So who are we going to honor this coming Monday? Very few, I believe, black or white or any other color, are going to really pay homage to Dr. King. And even the so-called Black Lives Matter group probably won't, because he wasn't radical enough. He wasn't a violence-oriented person in that sense, calling for the burning down of the cities and actually doing it, as they did
in Oregon, I mean in Colorado and Oregon and out west, and what we saw in these states, what we saw all throughout the United States where they could get a foothold, and the works of La Raza working sometimes in tandem with Black Lives Matter, sometimes parallel with them, but they're definitely all devoted to one goal, the destruction of the white race, the destruction of America and the middle class, and that Mr. Biden and company intend to finish up on. Let me see if I could take a call from Mark in Georgia. I don't think he's coming today. I don't think Art is coming.
Hi there.
On. Okay, Mark, how are you? Come up.
Yeah, I guess, when you were just speaking, I got to thinking about Ephesians 5, verse 6. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. And so King excelled at talking the talk, which, you know, Lincoln locked up 12 to 15,000 people like me for telling the truth. But, and although he said things that were eloquent, what he did was absolutely horrific. And so the morality is the idea that we're ultimately going to stand accountable to the Creator who sees through all the lies. And that's why, you know, the thing is that, I agree what you're getting at is he said I have a dream that my sons will be judged not by the color of their skin but the content of their character. Well, we look at the content of his character and or the lack thereof, and I would like to know who was that prostitute he brutally beat the night before he was slain that made back up that we take issue with the emptiness of his rhetoric about nonviolent social change when he talks the talk but he didn't live it. Matt, I think we're on the same page there, right?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And, you know, by the way, let me introduce this now, too. It was Bobby Kennedy, his Robert Kennedy, who was the Attorney General at the time, who warned King, who wrote to King and told him, you better be careful because you're creating your own enemies and you're going to take a fall if you don't clean up your filthy act. He told him that. I'm the Attorney General. Yeah. We're going to have to do something. He authorized the FBI to spy on King because King was out of control. And, you know, in the book of The Walls Come Tumbling Down, who was the author of that? I forget right now, but he wrote about King's degenerate lusts and his appetite for violent moods, you know, swinging moods with women. And he just could not contain himself. There's no way he could do it. So he was violating the laws of states. He was violating women, beating them and everything. And now he's a man of peace. This is how the media can lie to us and transform a demon into an angel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's one thing I try to be clear. When I speak of a white state, like red, white, and blue, it means not a blue state, not a white state. It means reinstating the rule of law. By recognizing that the blue state has this counterfeit of charity where the government takes from some people the productive part of society to maintain a permanent underclass. The blue state is into the counterfeit of charity, which is not just nullified charity, it negates it. It takes something positive and turns it into the negative. And the red state, well, they claim that it's about defense. Well, sorry, attacking countries that aren't threatening us is not defense. Now, where mere accusation is taken as proof, it only proves how gullible people are. So when I say the white state, I try to be emphatically clear. I don't mean Caucasian. I mean, I agree with that black guy, Richard Pryor in Brewster's Millions, when he ran a political campaign for none of the above. And that's what a white state means. It means we repudiate any fraudulent change of the Constitution. So when I hear people talk, say, Constitution, commonly the underlying presumption is that our current corrupted and contaminated document is the Constitution, never mind the fact that it was changed at bayonet point after the Uncivil War, never mind the fact that neither the 16th nor 17th Amendments were legitimately ratified. They lied to us about both of them. And the white state means come clean. It means, it doesn't mean Caucasian white. It means as your once your sins were as red as scarlet. That's people who believe in the red state. It's like once your sins were as red as scarlet, it means they will be white as snow. I got to thinking, I've been listening to the Billy Joel channel on XM, and I was just reading, that's the name of an Old Testament prophet, and Prophet Joel was basically speaking of judgments coming on you people on this land, and bad things are going to happen. But if you repent, God will straighten this mess out. And that's what I've been thinking about. You know, I heard something about send a voicemail to this number, and Billy Joel will listen to it and think about a response. I'd like for Billy Joel to write a song about the way that this whole scandemic thing has gotten out of hand, the way, you know, it's kind of like he wrote the song Allentown about how people were losing their jobs and they're shutting down the factories. He really is a good, he's a lot better listener than he lets on. He's a lot more spiritual. It's just that he has a misguided spirituality. And I would love to hear Billy Joel write a song about the rising age of resistance, like thinking Ohm is a unit of resistance, and it means we're not threatening anyone with violence. But to be clear, defense, self-defense, morally legitimate self-defense is not violence. It is responding to violence in a morally appropriate manner. And for that, I'm tell you what, Mark Anabaptist on Gab, and as well as on BitChute, and I'm going to prepare a message, and I am in the process of drafting what I call a restoration amendment that will acknowledge that the government does not have a right to lie to us. They don't have a right to do a lot of things that they've done. I think one of the things that would set things straight is to acknowledge all the grievances of the Declaration of Independence are historical, and they need to be recognized as legitimate prohibitions against what this current system of government shall not be allowed to do.
Yes, okay, very good.
Where the Declaration of Independence says this is what the British have done to us that we don't approve of, anything that the Declaration of Independence spoke against on the part of the British government should be recognized as a legitimate prohibition for our current government. And I, quite frankly, the very idea that Congress can vote themselves pay raises, the very idea that Congress can enact legislation making thievery legal, well, it's legal, it's just not lawful. And that's the thing I think we need to address. I think that people should read Plato's Republic. It's 10 books. And the main thing that Plato, I think there, you know, I would like to see about getting people together to review Plato's Republic and a collection of 10 books and, you know, basically say, here's the things that we really need to be clearly understood about what Plato was advocating, and here's some things that were cultural, where be aware of it, but that doesn't mean we wanted to do things like have orgiastic festivals. But, now, I don't know, have you ever read Plato's Republic?
Oh, many, many years ago in college, yeah.
But, yeah.
It has been a long time. No, I'm not up on it today, I have to say that.
Okay, that's fine. So you would be in favor of having a concise, kind of a cliff notes of here's the major points about Plato's Republic
that suffices for me, my friend.
You've
been going on quite a bit. We got a lot of good information from you, as usual.
All right.
I have to run now. I have to say goodbye.
All
okay,
right.
my friend.
You,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, all right? You know, another thing I want to get in, I'm going to bring Art up. Art is with me today. He is going to come on, and we'll take your calls. If you're coming on the line, we'll take them with Art as my co-host. Art from Philly. At www.noplaceforcorruption.com. And I'm going to do it right now because there's things I can share with Art on the air. Hello, Art. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Rick. Hello, RBN. It's good to hear everybody finally waking up. we've been talking about this, me and you, on RBN for years. Now we're seeing how it's finally playing out, especially the part with the Cosa Nostra in Pennsylvania. It's amazing.
Yeah. All right. I like the way Brother Nathaniel phrased it, and look at every single one of them is one of the tribe. It's just incredible. And all of the media, all of the big tech, biotech media, all of the social media giants are all either CEO'd by, run by, or bought and paid for by them, of that particular tribe. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that unbelievable?
Right. You can trace it right back but down to Operation Mockingbird, the pioneers of TV, the Annenbergs, and you can trace the Annenbergs right up to the Lenfest crime syndicate, and then his widow, after he died, Maurice Lenfest, who lives up there in Doylestown, and she's basically pushing all the local agenda for the Zionist propaganda to some extent. And who else lives up there with her? Oh, Kathy Bocavar. I wonder if that's a coincidence, you know, and how the election turned out here in the state.
You see her name up there prominently, Bocavar. It's amazing. And the thing is, they have the nerve, Art, to say to you point blank, are you saying you don't trust the American election system? And I'm saying exactly that, because it's not an American system. This is totally, totally in need of breakdown. Has to be torn apart. No more mail-in ballots. No more of this digital voting. We need to get back to the old-fashioned pen and paper and paper trails. And that's the only thing that would convince me that Biden won this election. That's the only thing, and I haven't seen any evidence of it. The media keep repeating the same thing over heavens of a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory. That's the only word they know now is conspiracy. Everything they don't like, Art, is a conspiracy theory. But everything they peddle is fact. Do you ever find that amusing?
Yeah, you can trace this right back to Capone and the way he took over the elections in Cicero, Illinois. It's the same Chicago Senate gangster behavior, only getting a little more sophisticated. Rather than using a machine gun pointing it at the voters, they use fake voting systems. That's what I see.
Yeah. You're right. Absolutely right. You know, I was thinking something else, too, before we come up on the break here, that you remember you're very familiar with the Pennsylvania case to remove the prayer and Bible reading in two subsequent decisions from the public school system, right? You remember those decisions quite well. 1962
yes, Shemp
and
Abington School District, which is where I ran into the No Place for Hate program run by the Cosa Nostra, the Anti-Defamation League Bruffman Boys. And that's where it started. That's how we, me and you, got involved. Is I pointed that out. That I said, look, I live here. I don't want my property taxes going up to support a program that's supported by the Chicago Syndicate. And they said to me, well, you're registered as a hate criminal on the national database of the Anti-Defamation League for pointing that out.
Right, which is the number one hate organization in America. But here's my point, that ever since the prayers and Bible reading were parochial school attendance, all of that was phased out of the public schools. You know what crept in? Holocaust studies. So they didn't want the name of God or Christ mentioned in any prayerful effort in the schools. But at the same time, they were bringing in this whole industry of the Holocaust. And, you know, I say there's no coincidences here. There's no coincidences here, are there?
No, it's basically straight out of the Talmud and their communist manifesto. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you're right. You're right, it is. It's just, they talk about free speech. These were the advocates of free speech for years. Jerry Rubin, Abby Hoffman, you remember the SDS and the Weathermen Underground, and all these agencies and groups and organizers who were trying to take down America. And it was happening then. It's happening now. You know, so here we go again, the same cast of characters, folks.
Right.
There's nothing new under the sun. Time for a break. We'll come right back with Art and your phone calls in just a few moments. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
We're back now with our guest or co-host Art from Philly, and Art, I had to bring this up. I brought it up earlier and didn't mention the details, but the Times of Israel, which apparently online was started by David Horowitz, the founding editor. There's an article there about what Abe Foxman thinks of Donald Trump. And apparently, Abe Foxman doesn't think the world of Donald Trump, along with many others. He's happy that Mr. Trump did what his kinsmen wanted him to do with moving the embassy in Jerusalem and continuing the destruction of Palestine and the rape of the Middle East nations that are not on Israel's friendly list, like Syria and Iran and so forth. But he's not happy with him overall. And so the Times of Israel, apparently, after those events of last Wednesday, what had happened in the Capitol, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's the former, governor of California, his father, I guess, was a policeman in Austria during the war, he invoked the Kristallnacht story. And that's a story, of course, is almost totally devoid of any factual material because it doesn't tell you what led up to Kristallnacht and what followed. Apparently a Jewish assassination of the German ambassador to France. and that provoked anger on the part of the German citizenry. But in any event, he invoked that. So Abe Foxman is not happy with that comparison to the Holocaust. He says, I worry that the Holocaust trivialization is as serious as Holocaust denial. But he said, let's leave that issue aside for the moment. He wants to talk about Mr. Trump. And basically, to sum it up, without taking time away from others, basically, he said, we had a wake-up call, Art, on 9/11, which they brought to us. He said it brought to America attention that we're not as secure nor immune from these issues as we think. You remember they said we're all Israelis now? Well, this is what Abe Foxman is saying. He said the American people in the American Jewish community in particular had its wake-up call, I wonder, in two parts. And he talks about the Charlottesville massacre, okay, which had CIA involvement, the new anti-Semitism, as he calls it, and then, of course, we have the Pittsburgh area, which you're familiar with, Art, your neck of the woods, and what happened there at the synagogue, purportedly. So anyway, he's saying that Trump basically has ignited all of this, as usual, that Trump's rhetoric has been incendiary and so forth, and that he's glad to be rid of him and basically should never be in office again. Now, this is on top of all that Trump has done for that particular community. So in essence, there's Abe Foxman. You just referenced him earlier, obliquely, but you did. What do you think? Do you think he's just pandering to the flock, or is he trying to teach America a lesson here? What do you think by this interview that you can access in the Times of Israel?
Well, I think basically you realize Abe Foxman's basically a puppet for the Bratton Crime Syndicate. He dedicated his whole career and his life with the Anti-Defamation League, with the Chicago Syndicate Jewish Mafia, okay? So talk about credibility, you know, where's his credibility? But what he is saying is what Trump did is he basically created a major power threat to this criminal cabal of people that are in our society. And he's concerned that he does not want to have anybody else see that because, hey, what the heck, you know, they won't be multi-trillionaires for long if the people start realizing what they're up to, mm-hmm. which, you know, as they already said, basically talking directly with the ADL. Right. If you oppose them, we want to have training camps for you, okay? You know, so you talk about the Holocaust, when these criminals themselves are setting up concentration camps for American people, okay? It's an absolute ridiculous thing. I mean, he needs to be taken to task for what he is. We need to bring back the old tradition that came back from, you know, the time of Bunker Hill up there in Boston, where they tarred and feathered these corrupt politicians. That's what we need. Now, with respect to Arnold, realize good old Arnold there, you know, when he rose to power, made that deal with Ken Lay and felon Michael Milliken that mm-hmm. I will prosecute Enron when I get elected, okay? And let's remember how loyal he is to America when he gave that bridge construction contract up there in up towards San Francisco area, the Bay Area, to a Chinese company to build the bridges. You know, couldn't hire the American people that are paying for it, you know, and recycle the economy, or the money into the American economy. He had to ship it out of this country. So, I mean, where is the honor and dignity of this foreigner we call Arnold Schwarzenegger? That's how I see it.
Very good. Very interesting. I agree. Let me take a call. 800-313-9443. Tim in Washington is up next. Hello, Tim.
Yeah, Rick, you always got a great show. You got record-breaking numbers. I just want to ask you a spiritual interpretation of Revelation 6. And the only reason I'm asking you this question, it's only going to take me about 40 seconds, is that this eschatology is really grabbing hold, and I think there's some legs to it. So Revelation 6 is about the four horsemen. Some people believe that the white horse has left. You know, the white horse, and he who rides upon it comes out with a crown and a bow, and he comes conquering and to conquer. And if you actually take a look in Spanish, crown is corona. So a lot of people think because 186 nations basically went into lockdown, basically submitted over nothing more than a super flu, that was the white horse. But that's not my question. if that was the white horse, the next one is the red horse. He who sits upon it takes peace from the earth, so men will kill one another. If Biden is installed, and a lot of people believe the red horse is worldwide communism, and we'll know if Biden is installed, there's no more elections, the voting's all a fraud, FBI, CIA, everybody, none of them has any more credibility. The whole damn government, from even the Joint Chiefs of Staff and their latest thing they came out with, you know, acknowledging Biden as the next president. Anyways, so will, if Biden is put into power, do you think that's the beginning of the red horse, where it's basically law of the jungle, it's going to be wars, people are going to just start going criminal? Do you think we're on the verge of the red horse being released? And I'll go ahead and take my answer off the air. Always a great show, Rick. I always catch it. Thanks so much.
Jim. Good to hear from you. The Book of Revelation is also an overlay of the Book of Daniel. So you have to see a chronology of events. They're not in order in Revelation, okay? Some have yet to come, and some will come before them. But they're listed as the wrath of God, that God is in control of everything. So Revelation 6, you know, we will see things take place. Right now, we're not seeing the God-created judgments, the vials. And those vials will be the vials of his wrath. Insofar as the illnesses, the sickness, the disease that is coming, that is yet to come. What we're seeing is man-made. It's it's done by the big pharma, the same people that connect to the media, that connect to the academic world, and that connect to the powerful forces within the Pentagon and so forth. This is something that God will bring about. The white horse is, remember, Satan is coming on a white horse, but a fake horse. It's going to be a paper horse, basically. When Christ comes, it will be the white horse. So he has to come pretending to be Christ. That's why. So, I mean, we're already seeing that revelry now. I mean, they're destroying what's left of Italy. They're destroying what's left of these other countries, France in Europe and so forth. So the revolution is an upheaval worldwide. But we're not seeing it fully recognized as his wrath yet. These are the forerunners now. But it could change. Now, it could change within a matter of a month or two, a couple of weeks. It depends on what happens in the Middle East. Watch Jerusalem, Jesus said, and watch world events. So tie the two together, and you're fair game. But we are seeing the beginning, or maybe the middle, of that stage being set. So we have to be very cautious in watching these things. Let it interpret itself. Let the events unfold. That's all I can say. Now, let me get back to Art. Art, as we were just talking about, the Mockingbird, compact with the government, the media, the CIA, and so forth, it is just fathomless for people who are not initiated, like our audiences are, to think that every night, every morning, every afternoon, when somebody is talking to you, looking you in the face, on camera, from regardless of what network it is, even Fox, doesn't matter, that they are telling you, they are reading off of a teleprompter. So they're being programmed. They're being told what to say. You know, whether it's Lying Lester or whether it's Stealth or anybody else, these people are reading what's been primed into them. And in fact, the editors behind the scenes who are typing it in, who are creating the stories, are invariably of that tribe. I mean, you can just look at the names at the end of the broadcasts and see who they are. So that's a given. That's a given. But right now with the epidemic, the plandemic, whatever you want to call it, the major, major push for control through vaccinations is just out of control. It's just totally out of control. They're claiming that people are lining up, and they're not. Lining up right for vaccines, a very small number have actually received them. And of that number, there have been a number of serious consequences. I don't know how many altogether, but we see doctors, we see nurses getting sick, we see elderly getting sick, and we're being told that you don't
want to just go and get any vaccine at all, because vaccines do not cure. They do not help the body recover when the body is under attack by their immune systems, you see? What are your thoughts on this big pharma and this big push now for the vaccinations?
Okay, well, we're seeing right here in this area for the nursing homes, where the county-run nursing homes, they have the policy now starting February 2nd. It's called No Jab, No Job, okay? So you have these healthcare workers been working in the nursing homes, practicing, practicing the policies to protect themselves, protect the patients. All right. So now what's going to happen is a lot of people are either going to get sick, the healthcare workers, or they're going to quit. Okay. So what's that do for taking care of the people in the nursing homes? Well, when they quit, they're going to get what? They're going to get second-rate employees who are probably going to do not as well as what they have there. They're going to be forced to get vaccinations, and their health is going to be compromised, because we know the vaccination itself makes people vulnerable, or you're injecting into the bloodstream COVID. And as a result, they can then become more pervasive people who will infect the community of the nursing homes. So that's such a great policy that they're doing there, you know, with respect to that. That's one of the things. Also want to make a quick comment, since Martin Luther King's coming up. Those of you want to celebrate the assassination of Martin Luther King, you might want to ask this question. Did LBJ use the CIA to kill Martin Luther King? Judge Lawrence Brown investigated the whole thing and says James Earl Ray had absolutely zero to do with how he was killed. Okay, and especially now in the light that we're going to have a major evictions coming up, that $1,400 is going to be nothing compared to all the people thrown out on the streets. It's just going to be, you know, lip service. So those of you who vote for Democrat in the black community and don't realize that these are the people who rip your families apart, put your sons in jail, and you're voting for these criminals, you ought to think really twice what you're doing and look what they've done already, you know, plus privatizing your schools owned by the Cosa Nostra. That's my viewpoint.
Now, you heard what I said about Dr. King, the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, and Bobby Kennedy, right? Did you hear that?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so you know that this was not a vast right-wing, white-wing conspiracy to try to get Dr. King, because that's the way, of course, the media presented it, just like they did with the JFK assassination. You know that King, in the words of many black people who were his associates, said that he was his own worst enemy. Could not control himself. Well, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, my thoughts are, well, basically you pointed it out already, saying that, you know, he had some personality flaws, and plus pushing some of the communist agenda, okay? But in spite of all that, you know, the black community definitely had some, you know, issues, still does, you know, that they wanted to be addressed, okay? But with respect to, you know, where is it today and where is it going? I mean, I'll tell you where I see it is. You look in the next 3 months of the evictions and you see how much that Democratic Party, that all the black community has been helped out. See how well they help you out now. That's what I'll say.
We've come the long way, baby, haven't we? Since the 1964 Communist Revolution in the streets and the Civil Rights Act to what's taken place today, 2021. And we're asking, you know, did they succeed in doing what they set out to do? Depending on what you think they set out to do, I guess you could say yes and no. I think they did succeed. They did succeed not in creating a so-called colorblind society or a society of pseudo-egalitarianism, but in fact they created a society more divided, more polarized than ever before, and not just on racial lines, you know? Gimme, 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 the haves versus the have-nots. And you could even bring that up, the so-called second stimulus now and what that represents. Some have said hyperinflation is right next door, friends. You're going to see certain things happen you never thought would happen. You cannot create pieces of paper with dollar signs on them out of nothing. Can we, or can you do it, Art?
Well, if we do it, it's called, you know, fraud. So if you're a federal bank, it's called quantitative easing, okay? But outside of that, I'm not sure there is much difference. They're stealing.
Well, there is none. Really was it Article 1, Section 8? The gold and silver is real money? And we haven't had that in a long time. Now, in ancient Rome, you know what they used to do? You know what they used to do to debase the currency, to create inflation? They would clip the coins. make them smaller, and they would melt them down, so they would have less value per coin. You know, so there's no way, perfect way around it. Paper is the worst, of course, and the business of account ledgers is even more disgusting, but even with metals, precious metals, they had a way of debasing the currency, you know?
Right.
They had that way. So there's no way around that.
Right.
Do we have a final break? Am I hearing the music or not? Because I can barely hear it in my phones here. No? You're going to skip that break? Are you? Okay. Well, anyway, here it comes. All right, I spoke too soon. Art, you were just going to say something. Please hold that thought. We'll come right back with more in the final lap of Rick Adams Uncensored.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yes, that's true, Baby Bush. And Art, did you want to add what you were going to say just before we had a break?
I would just say that we're seeing what's happening when you're talking about finances. Again, the program is being set up so the 1% of 1% are getting more money. It's simply divide and conquer. You know, first they rip apart everything, and then they basically grab up the crumbs for like 10 cents on the dollar. And they're doing
rebuild.
After the service industry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They come in as rescuers after they've destroyed, right?
Bingo.
Sounds
right.
Just like them Kenites, huh?
You know, this business of death and dying and vaccinations and poisoning and so forth, the truth will out. You're not going to hear it from any of the others on Lying Lester's venue or any of those who are promoting propaganda for the medical and pharmaceutical industry. I refer to them as Dr. Death. That's what they are, Dr. Death.
Right.
Here it comes. Right. Go ahead.
I told you that in Vienna. I was on the brink of one of the greatest discoveries known to man. But I was stopped because they were afraid. Well, I came home to complete that experiment.
What experiment?
You saw Tregear out of the mine. A useless tramp. What good was he to himself or to anybody else?
You can't let a man die so that you can discover something. It doesn't matter how important it is. That is murder.
Well, everywhere men are dying. Great men, philosophers, artists, scientists. But if they could live on, look how they could contribute to the advancement of man. Tregear is going to help me prove that I can give life where there was death.
You still cannot let a man die. You're a doctor.
He's going to die, Linda. But in dying, he's going to help someone else live. Someone who deserves to live.
Who are you to say who is to live and who is to die? You have no right to judge.
Yes, I have. As a scientist, I have the right.
No, you have not. That right belongs to God. Because it is he alone who gives life.
No. I can take Tregear's heart. And with it, I too can create life.
That isn't creation. You have to kill to give your sort of life.
You like the others. You want to limit man's province.
No. What I say is that until you can create life out of nothing, then you have no right to take life.
Try to understand. A scientist has to be ruthless and unafraid. No one has the right to put limitations on my work because of some outmoded superstitious belief.
You want me to deny God and instead to kneel down and worship a new God, science.
No, Linda. I'm asking you to believe in me, to help me and share in my discovery.
Never.
Oh, how can you be so blind? Can't you see what it can mean to the world to let brilliant men go on living, contributing to the greatness of man?
You want the world to bow down to your greatness. You have the pride of Lucifer. Well, he also wanted to be equal with God, and he suffered damnation for it. And anything that you conjure up will be in his image.
You will use any excuse to stop me, because you're frightened that I might succeed.
No. No, I'm frightened of what you're doing to yourself. Oh, yes, you can give some sort of life to the body. But the men you are talking about aren't great because of their bodies. They're great because they use their minds and their souls, which are in the image of God. All you will have will be a physical shell, which will be evil. Is that what you want?
I want to prove that science can overcome death. I want to prove that there is no limit to man's province. And if the only way I can do this is by calling on the power of evil, then I call on this power. I call on it to guide my brain, my eyes, my hands to prove that I'm right.
Well, I guess that's Dr. Fauci speaking, ladies and gentlemen. He's got it all under his wings. Art, what a way to end a program. Any final comments before we leave the air today?
I would say we do need to remember what is going to happen to a lot of people being evicted and the economic hardship of other people in our communities and do what we can to help them out.
Well, that's very good. I agree. We need to continue to pray for our nation, our people. They've come to repentance and depend on God only, because he's the only one that can deliver without any failing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, God willing, we'll see you again next week, same time, same network, support Republic Broadcasting. Until then, may Yahweh bless his elect.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.